Okay, so there's a
zero issues.
That's one yet.
Nailed it.
That's one yet.
Holiday have fun.
Go your own way. Things are gonna change. All out for one. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
It's an old style mashup. Hey.
Welcome to Holiday. Good.
No. I think Brian should do it.
You.
Welcome to the Holiday Half Mind. Day 8, I think? I think we're on day 8.
We're getting
so close to the sacred, beautiful day of the last episode of Holiday Half Mind. It's the only thing December 25th is known for.
Mm-hmm. And then we get to take a break.
Yeah.
And then they'll let us die. Only then. Today, we are playing a fun game that we've played in many episodes. So it's called Character Storm. The way this game works...
That's right.
Insert the... Wait. By GarageBand Pro.
Oh, good.
The way this game works, I will give a name, and these handsome fellas... So handsome. Such sweet angels. Dicks. These sweet angels.
Whack!
Can Spider-Man come out to play?
This is the through line of this entire...
Yeah, Gus has been lost to time. Well,
we bet it all on Gus. We lost.
Put it all on Gus.
Oh, William Defoe.
Anyway. So, I give these guys a name, they come up with a character profile, backstory, what their book's about.
Cool.
First one up is The Second Brain.
Oh. This guy looks like a normal guy. Mm-hmm. Brain in his head, but he developed a second brain in his butt.
Oh.
And then didn't know it was there, and then all of a sudden that brain kicked into gear and actually took over the other brain.
Ooh.
Combined the power of two brains and developed telekinesis, mm-hmm. telepathy. Mm-hmm.
Super farts?
Super farts.
Yeah, those super farts.
Telefarts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you can fart into your mind?
Yeah. You're not actually smelling it, you just think you smell it. Mm. And he's like, oh,
so
he was
experimenting with Stegosaurus DNA?
Yeah.
Dino DNA.
There you go.
Mine is just the brain. Was it the brain in Monsieur Mala?
Yep.
They adopt a child named Second Brain. Or Brain Junior.
Brain Deux.
Yeah. And it's just sweet. They're just happy. They're finally just happy. Mm-hmm. They've made a family together.
Mm-hmm.
And they retire from villainy. That's it.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
I had a nice one.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a couple more holiday ones. The Princess of Minces.
Of Minces?
Minces.
Hmm.
Like a minced jelly or a minced meat pie.
Yeah.
Or just dancing, like mincing.
I know that the villain is the tortiere.
Ah!
That's all I got.
I got nothing.
They're both Quebec characters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have limited appeal.
Oh.
But they're equal.
Well, they can't be sold. They can't be sold in the rest of Canada.
No, that's true. No.
All right. Next up is Jet Boot Laser Smith.
Jet Boot.
His name's Jet Boot, but his friends call him Laser.
Yeah.
At least that's what he tells people, but he actually just named himself that.
Yeah.
And he's got jet boots, but he didn't put them in the proper place. They're actually on the toes, so he just goes, and he just smacks his face on the ground.
Wait, so he tells his friends
so he's
call
dead.
Him Laser, but his real name is still Jet Boot?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I mean, JetBoot is a, it's like a family name, but you know, the original JetBoot turns out fought for the Confederacy, so he's a little ashamed of the JetBoot name, but. You know, their family's not that well off. He can't afford to legally change it. Just call me Laser.
I won't.
It's actually from the French, Laser.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, Lazar. Okay, how about Timder?
Timder?
Timder.
Yeah. You know, things aren't working out with the spoiler. He's getting out there.
He's getting out there.
Don't you gotta be 18 to be on that thing? Tim 18? I feel like he's been 18 multiple times.
Is he 18 in your own personal headcanon?
I think so. He's been like on the verge of going to college like 7 times.
He's never gonna go.
He's never going to college.
He doesn't need to go to college.
That's true.
He's plenty smart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tiny Big Ethel.
It's one of those, as we were speaking before in a previous episode, one of those lost Archie characters.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like Batmite.
Yeah.
It's like Tiny Big Ethel. It's like a little just goofy little, Mitchell plick.
A little mischievous. Kinda, yeah, yeah.
A fifth dimensional imp.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I like it.
I'm going to look like Big Ethel. Hi, I'm Tiny Big Ethel.
What? You're a little Archie.
You're not ugly. Don't worry. In a couple of years, you'll be revamped 7 times, and then you won't look ugly at all.
Maybe you'll be a boy on the next one. You're a bit of a Doctor Who.
Maybe she's a year behind everyone else in high school, and this is the little Archie version, where she's a little bit smaller. So they can't call her Little Big Ethel. They have to call her Tiny Big Ethel.
Big Ethel into the quantum leap machine.
oh boy.
My thought was, do you guys remember Tiny Elvis from Saturday Night Live? Like early
mid-90s. Vaguely.
I think it was Rob Schneider.
Oh, all amazing things are starring Rob Schneider.
Hey man, look at that salt shaker, man. That is huge. Man, I'll never be able to use all that salt, man. That's way too much.
Yeah, that's a big salt shaker, Elvis.
That's right, Rob Schneider. Fuck you.
Ooh, taking down. Ooh. Taking down Rob Schneider.
Feel like a big man now.
Big man on the podcast.
I want to. This is the thing. I want to start a beef, and I feel like Rob Schneider is definitely the one who's going to vanity search. He'll find this. He'll get mad about it. We've hit the big time.
Bri's views do not reflect the entire.
No, exactly.
And finally, another Christmassier one, Dark Cole.
Oh.
Or Dark Cole.
Oh, yeah.
It really depends on how I say it. Dark Cole.
As opposed to regular Cole.
Wait. Cole Dark. Cole Dark. Dark.
Well, it's
Dark Phoenix.
In a previous episode, we had like Celebrity Comics. This is from a Nat King Cole comic. It's like the evil alternate version of Nat King Cole.
Dark Cole.
It's spelled different, but you know, it could be in the Nat King Cole
doesn't have to be
holiday special number, you know, volume 8 number 1.
Or volume 1 number 8.
That's true.
Dude loved Arbor Day.
Oh, goddamn right he did.
Well, you know what? Everybody loves Arbor Day.
That's true.
We should do 12 of these for Arbor Day.
Then he died in issue 2.
Yeah.
And then Nat Dark Cole brought him back and just does a picture.
Yeah.
Well, I thought when...
She just narrated over top of him.
Yeah.
When Nat King Cole went to space and got those powers...
Yeah.
Turns out he was in a cocoon in Hawaii.
You guys didn't read Holiday Special number 5?
I guess I missed that one.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
They only put them out on holidays.
That's true.
Which is the thing.
Yeah.
That's what makes them special.
Yeah.
Plus, the Hestrex here, and it's better than ever. That's it.
We're done.
That's it.
Farewell.
That's the episode.
Fare thee well. Tune in.
No refunds.
Who are we?
I'm Kyle.
I'm Bri.
I am Merc.
Ooh.
Oh.
And if you've been enjoying these, come check us out on ZeroIssues.com or see us on Facebook under Zero Issues Comic Podcast. And that's all the plugs. Bye tomorrow thing.